listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Sport Integrity Australia has confirmed it will investigate the drug test cover-up claims made by MP Andrew Wilkie in federal parliament on Tuesday night. The AFL is supporting the investigation and has urged Wilkie to hand over the documents he has, but it comes after more was revealed last night. Now, claims 100 current players have been granted immunity from the AFL's three-strike policy, but league boss Andrew Dillon is standing by their medical model.
We are unapologetic about club and AFL doctors taking the correct steps to ensure that any player who they believe has an illicit substance in their system does not take place in any AFL match.
There's more pressure on telcos now to help customers struggling to pay their phone and internet bills. New hardship rules come into effect tomorrow, with providers made to prioritise keeping people connected. Coles says it's expecting to sell another 20 million hot cross buns in the next few days and is on track to sell a record 70 million by the end of Easter. Sales data shows Victorians have been the most keen on the baked goods, snapping up 13 million buns since they hit the shelves on Boxing Day, ahead of Queensland with 12 million and 10 million sold in New South Wales. And more than 42,000 people have signed a petition calling on Queensland's Department of Environment to reunite a staffy and a magpie who've lived together on the Gold Coast for years. The couple behind the famous Peggy and Molly social media account fear for their beloved magpie Molly after he was surrendered to authorities over allegations the bird was being kept unlawfully.